Hello everyone, it's Stefano. It's May 22nd, 2012. I'm going for my daily constitution walk, or my daily constitutional, as I like to refer to it. And I'm very happy this morning, very content, very excited. Because this morning at 4:15 Eastern Standard or Eastern Daylight Savings Time, SpaceX successfully launched their Falcon rocket. And sitting on top of the Falcon was the Dragon cargo module, which they're sending up to the International Space Station. Hang on, I'm just going to pause because this truck going by. So as I was saying, SpaceX successfully launched their rocket to rendezvous with the International Space Station and eventually dock with it. I guess in the next couple of days, I will be updating this audio, well, not this audio boo, but I will be updating audio boo with more news as it comes about. I'm extremely excited because, as Charlie Bolden, the administrator of NASA, said in a press briefing very early this morning, around, I think it was around 5 a.m., I just happened to have woken up because my wife left the house very, very early this morning, and I sort of got stirred up, and as I usually do, I don't know, I guess call it an addiction, but I grabbed my iPod and checked the news, checked my email, checked a few things, see what's going on in the world. And I noticed that on my I think it was my news feed, or my Twitter feed, sorry, that, SpaceX had launched. I completely forgot that they were launching early this morning. So I might have stayed up, or I might have woken up to watch it live, but alas, I didn't. But that's okay. I'll watch the recording of the video later on today sometime when they post it. It was a nighttime launch, so although as spectacular as they are, you don't really see much once they're off the pad. Well, not they, there was nobody on board this thing. And actually, it's funny, I was watching some videos of past SpaceX launches where they were doing just test launches and stuff, and they successfully got off the ground, no problem. But it's the speed at which the rockets rise that impresses me. The shuttle, with all its weight, with the tank and the boosters and everything, I mean, it weighed in, I can't remember, I don't have the numbers, but it was, you know, millions and millions of pounds. And when this thing started up, it would take forever for this thing to build up enough inertia to actually leave the ground, right? So, the rockets fire up, and then you see it start climbing, and then it clears the launch complex, the gantry, and it was just like, wow. Oh, cops are pulling over somebody who just blew a red stop sign. There we go. Yeah. You don't want to run stop signs? That's what happens. So, in the case of the SpaceX rocket, the Falcon, the engines ignite, and then this thing just kind of pops right off the launch pad, and just up it goes. It's incredible to watch, and to me, it's very exciting because I've been a long time enthusiast of the space program. So to see them launching again, not NASA though, of course, hang on, but a private company launching up to the International Space Station it's exciting because that means the space program's back on, and NASA in the next few years will be working on their heavy lift vehicles. So that's fun, it's exciting. Have a great day, guys.